The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you and your family and friends. And what a wonderful, joyous celebration. Excited for that. So today, I just want to give it to you straight from the shoulder. what does that even mean, straight from the shoulder? Mr. President. So I don't want to spend my last live day on the air before Christmas talking about COVID or President Biden, but he did speak a little earlier. I watched it and it was like, yawner, pretty much the same stuff. But he did open saying something about, I'm going to give it to you straight from the shoulder. He talked about us unvaccinated people a lot and Omicron, Omicold, depending on what doctor you're talking to. I waited to hear if they said anything about immunity, if you got natural immunity because you had COVID and got over it. So God then programs your body through T cells and, you know, design, the God of the universe, who I think knows what he's doing, and natural immunity never comes up. You got it. You're immune to it now. T cells have the memory. So you're doing great. We don't know yet how long it lasts, but it could be your entire life. But they don't want to talk about that. They never want to talk about natural immunity because where's the profit in that? There's no control there. You can't sell anything. That's just God. And so we don't want to do anything with that. So he talked a lot about us unvaxxed people. And you have a patriotic duty. Get your booster. He said that, I don't know, 20 times. Apparently, the president of the United States, not apparently, he is. He's fine with vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds. He even mentioned vaccinating kids under the age of 5. That's sick. We talked about that yesterday. And so in 42 minutes, not one mention of natural immunity, acquired immunity, because, like I said, there's no angle on that. And then towards the end, he did talk about they're going to be, I think, making available by mail 500 million rapid tests. Okay, that's good. Thanks. I appreciate that. I really do. Other than that, I'm done. Done talking about that. So give it to me straight from the shoulder today here on the show. I want you to call in and be a part of it. I asked a simple question earlier today on Facebook, and I just asked what, from a theological perspective, from a Christian perspective, what's so special to you about Christmas? That's question one. Thinking biblically, thinking salvifically, which is a fancy word from the seminary, just talking about your salvation. As a Christian, your salvation, your standing with the Lord God, why is Christmas special to you? What is it about Christmas that ties into your salvation? When you think about it, there's a lot of good Sunday school answers. I appreciate all that. But for you personally, when you think biblically, when you think theologically about Christmas, what is it about Christmas that really arrests your heart? That's question number one. I want you to call in and share on that one. 866-348-7884 is the number. You know how this works. You call in because the Lord's got something on your heart and on your mind. You have an answer. You have something that, why is this important to you? And somebody else might not have heard that one before, or it might be a good reminder. We're talking about a diamond here, and a diamond has multiple facets. So which facet is it for you of this particular diamond? The birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnation. Why did God come as a man? Born in a humble circumstance. The Virgin Mary, this young couple. What is it about it that really grabs your heart? Christmas, theologically. Okay, that's question number one. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I would love to hear from you. And let's all just encourage each other today with some Christmas observations here as Christians. So that's my number one question for you. At 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Should not be a difficult question to answer. Something should be coming to your mind and your heart and your spirit right away when you talk about Christmas from a Christian perspective. And then number two, what's most special to you about Christmas just from an experience perspective? The holiday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, family, the meal, exchanging presents. What is it? Some time off, Maybe it's quieter, more contemplative, whatever. So number one, what is it about Christmas that's so special to you from a biblical, theological, Christian perspective? And number two, from an experiential perspective, what's so special to you about Christmas? Families coming in, reuniting, seeing loved ones, the meal, Christmas morning. Maybe it's a tradition you have. So that's my question for you today. Because I want to enjoy Christmas through your eyes as well. We can all turn a different facet of this diamond we call Christmas, the Christmas season, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. What is it for you that makes it so special from a Christian perspective, but as well as experientially, the actual event as we go through the next few days? What is it for you? Please call in. I would love to hear that. I'm sure other people would love to hear that. And let's just encourage one another. Let's gather around this tree. Let's gather around the babe in the manger and let's talk about it. Come, let us reason one to another. And again, this could just be, you're pointing out different facets of this diamond, which would be a blessing to all of us. So I really want you to call in and share that today. I don't want to just dump everything that I think about it for the next 45 minutes, although I probably am capable of doing that. But that's not why I came in here today. I could have just played a best of show. But I wanted to hear from you. I want to hear your perspective on Christmas. 866-348-7884. You know how to do that, right? Pick up the phone, get to the keypad, dial the numbers, 866-348-7884. It's always frustrating to me why it's so hard to get the phone ringing sometimes. I'm like, don't you want to talk about this stuff? Don't you want to talk about Christmas and Christ and what this means if you know him? If you're saved, if you're born again, if you know you're going to heaven, you call yourself a Christian, you have a warm spot in your heart for the Lord. What is it about Christmas that's so special for you as a Christian? And then experientially, okay? 866-348-7884 is our number as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Coming up on the first break, and I've got Alex on hold, but I don't want to cut you short on time, Alex. So we're going to hear the outro music here in about 30 seconds. So I'm going to go to Alex first and then the next caller talking to Grayson right now. I'm going to go to you next when they come back from the break. But I'd love to see all five lines lit up. Let's just talk about Christmas. Why so special to you from a biblical perspective, a theological perspective, a Christology, talking about Christ, your salvation, heaven, God humbling himself, condescending to come down and spend time on this earth to live a perfect life that we couldn't live in order to pay a price we could never pay. What is it about Christmas that's so special for you from a Christian perspective and then from an experiential perspective as we go through the remainder of this week? Family, friends, meals, presents, what is it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope the remainder of this week is going to be awesome for you. I am live in the studio today. My good friend Stu Epperson Jr., the founder of Truth Radio Network, will be hosting tomorrow, be guest hosting from the HQ over there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Then Theology Thursday this week. I recorded earlier today with Dr. Sam Horn. It was awesome because I didn't say hardly anything, and he said a whole lot based on the blog that they're going to put out on Thursday, The Forgotten Christmas Son, Four Names, Four Promises for Christmas 2021. It was so good. In Luke 1, we usually go right to Luke 2 on Christmas, right? We go right to Luke 2, the birth of Christ. But in Luke 1, you hear the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth and their baby John and Gabriel. So in that, Zechariah, God remembers literally what his name is. John, God is gracious. That's what John meant in the original language. Gabriel, God is strong. And then Elizabeth, last but not least, God is favorable. So these four promises from God, super powerful, especially if you're really struggling right now for some reason in your life. You'll love this Theology Thursday with Dr. Sam Horn. We recorded it earlier today, so that'll play Thursday, a best of show Friday and Monday. I'll be back, God willing, next Tuesday. What's so special to you about Christmas as a Christian and just the experience, everything that we're all going to be doing over the next several days? I'd love to hear from you on that one. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Don't get too weary if you're on hold for a few minutes, okay? So be patient. because I'd love to hear what is so special to you about Christmas. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Vicky's calling in. Vicky, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas to you. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. From a theological standpoint, you know, what amazes me about the whole Christmas story is how God came to save us. And the way he came, it could only have been God. I mean, no human mind could have fathomed anything of that nature, leaving your glory, coming down in a humble situation, knowing that you came to die as a sacrifice to pay for whom you created sin. And that can be, you know, just overwhelming when we take a moment to really think about it and meditate on such a great sacrifice and the love that that, you know, actually took in order to do that.
So, So powerful. What about just the week itself as you go through it? Is it family? Is it Christmas Eve? What is it for you, Vicky, that's just something you experience during the Christmas season?
I really appreciate when I used to go to midnight mass at the Catholic Church, but I'm no longer practicing in that. But it was just something so wonderful and special about that, taking that time out at midnight. But I love being with the body of Christ during this season and just in celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I love.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing to experience with the body of Christ. What a great point. Vicky, thanks so much for calling in and for sharing. You're welcome, and have a Merry Christmas. Thanks so much. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, this is like a diamond. There's all kinds of facets. So what are the facets that mean the most to you? Because I guarantee you, I'm sitting here, I'm going to be blessed by what you share. And other people watching or listening will be blessed by what you share as we turn this diamond of the birth of our Lord and Savior and consider these different aspects and things that we like about the week. So theologically as a Christian, and then experientially as you go through the week, because that's just something, it should be something that we lean into. And this shouldn't be a difficult question. We should all have our hands up and go, hey, man, I want to share. Because that's going to bless the rest of us. Right? This is what we need to do as the body of Christ. If you think of it this way, if we just all get together on Christmas Day and nobody says anything, what's that going to be like other than awkward? Lame. That's what it's going to be like. Lame. So please call in. I want to hear from you. What's so special to you about Christmas as a Christian and just the experience itself? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Maria is calling in, also from North Carolina. Maria, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you too, Steve.
Thank you.
Just wanted to share that one of the things that, like the former caller, it's just so awesome that everyone involved in Christ's birth sacrificed so much. And the family unit, you know, Joseph and Mary and just Jesus himself, they all sacrificed for that to happen so much. I mean, in their obedience to the Lord's calling and all the circumstances they had to go through, paying taxes and having no place to bear Jesus and just but it all turned out to be so, so beautiful. Mm. What a beautiful sacrifice that he gave to us, not only in his birth, but in his death as well.
Yeah, such a great and powerful point. I love that word sacrifice, and certainly they didn't know us personally. Jesus does, but they didn't. And the fact that they went through everything they went through and sacrificed for this greater calling, which is to the benefit of all of us that are believers today, really an awesome thing. What about, Maria, what about just this week in and of itself? Anything about the Christmas experience that's really special for you?
Yes, absolutely. On December the 8th, well, actually it was earlier in that week, I was in a car crash in Winston-Salem. And I basically what happened is I fainted when I was driving and I ran into a tree head on. And so I just got out of the hospital about a week ago, and I am so blessed by the people from my church, the people in Tribe Christian Singles, which is a meetup group, my neighbors, my family. I mean, everyone makes me really want to cry.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
You know, I could have died very easily, and God, you know, allowed me to survive, and I know He has continued to have a plan for me here on this in this life. But I just want to reach out and tell everybody who has helped me and prayed for me, thank you so, so much. And that's what it's all about, being thankful, I think.
Amen. What a great point, Maria. God bless you, sister. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of that story. And just praise the Lord. Here you are. He's not done with you.
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
Awesome. May I have a Merry Christmas. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wasn't that awesome? And that's just, that's that only happens when, you know, we share. Get the point? Wink, nod, nudge, nudge, kick in the rear. That's what happens when we share. God just speaks through His people, reminds us of certain truths, encouraging one another. So pray for Maria as she continues to recover, and thank you, Lord, that He protected her and saw fit in His providence. He's not done with you, sis. So what do you want me to do with this extension of life? That's a great question. This Christmas, what is it for you theologically as a Christian? What is it from an experiential standpoint? What do you love about the Christmas season this week now? It's upon us. 866-348-7884. Let's keep looking at the different facets on this diamond. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I've got about 500 comments on Facebook from earlier today. I can always go to those, or I can hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones and everything going on this week. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. My good buddy Stu Epperson Jr., who God used to get me into radio in the first place, will be a guest hosting tomorrow. And he loves radio, loves the Lord, brilliant guy, a lot of fun. So that'll be a great show. And then Thursday, Theology Thursday, a special Christmas edition. We recorded it earlier today with Dr. Sam Horn, who's become one of my favorites there at BJU Seminary. He's just brilliant. He's a great preacher, great teacher, but wrote a blog based on a sermon called The Forgotten Christian Christmas Son, S-O-N, Four Names and Four Promises. That's out of Luke 1. Super powerful. I was just, when I saw the rough draft of the blog before we recorded today, I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. Then to record it with him, and as he unpacked it earlier today, it was just awesome. So if you want to get some great Christmas encouragement, Theology Thursday this week with Dr. Sam Horn, The Forgotten Christmas Son, Four Names, Four Promises for Christmas 2021. Especially if you're not so excited about this time of year right now, then perhaps the Lord would have you listen and He'll bless you. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. What do you love about Christmas from a theological perspective, and then just from the experience itself as we go through the week? What's most special to you? We're looking at different facets today, but that I'm relying on you. Okay, I got about 500 comments on Facebook earlier today, so I can go to those, or you can call in and be a part of the show, which I would love and appreciate. 866-348-7884. Let's go to David calling in right here in my backyard in Raleigh. David, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you also.
Thank you.
Theologically, theologically starting to realize and just getting a glimpse of what Christ emptied Himself of in heaven to come and do what He did here. It's just, I don't even know that I really comprehend it, but I'm starting to, and that's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable what He set aside to come down to this crazy cesspool on that rescue mission. Yep, that's amazing. What a great point, David. What about just the experience itself as we go through a Christmas week? What aspects of it are most important or most special for you?
I'll tell you what is in my mind, and it's it may go off the board a little bit, but for Christmas, for many, many years, up to 4 years ago, I was in active opiate addiction. Mm. And by that, people, that doesn't mean I shot heroin on the corner with the dope dealer. I just dog shopped enough.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, people out there in radio land, there's a lot of your friends, because numbers don't lie, that you don't know that are having just massive issues with this situation. And when I got clean, God gave me a moment of clarity. He gave me the opportunity. Thankfully, not by my ability, but by his grace, I walked through that door. But I had a lot of loneliness. This was a tough time of year for me for up to 4 years ago.
Oh, man.
But every year since then, God has just so graciously and faithfully just filled in a few more cracks with him. And I don't feel lonely today.
Yeah.
I don't know that my circumstances have changed much. But just the feeling I have of Christ in my heart and what he was willing to do for me is just overwhelming.
Mm. David, that's so good. What a blessing, a great early Christmas present for me anyway, and I'm certain for a lot of other people. I really appreciate you calling. Praise the Lord for where you're at and what you've come through, and thank you so much for your testimony today. It was just awesome. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great Christmas. That was awesome, wasn't it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Praising the Lord today as we approach Christmas. Let's go to Mark calling in from North Carolina. Mark, you're on with Steve. Thanks so much for calling, and Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Steve. You nudged me there.
Mark. My worship going, leader singing, Mark. It's good to hear your voice, brother.
That's exactly right. How's it going?
Good, man.
But, we usually at Christmas time, this is something that means so much to me, but we have opportunity to really step into the public out here and just share Jesus. I mean, so most every year I go, which I've moved from Youngsville area, but we would go to the Waffle House because these girls and guys are working on Christmas Day, and we just bring a Bluetooth speaker, tracks, and we just have a concert.
Wow.
So we do that pretty much every year. So it's
how do they react to that?
Everybody's good. Every once in a while you get someone that doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah.
But my girls behind the counter said, no, he comes every year and he's going to sing.
Wow.
We had one guy that would give us a hard time one day, but no, it really brings joy in the house.
Oh, man.
I mean, because when they hear that name of Jesus, you know.
Yeah. Amen.
And we've had opportunity to pray with several people when we're in there. So
and you used to go to the hospital, right, pre-COVID?
Yeah, we were going to the rehab hospital at the Wake Med. Me and Kenneth and some of my guys that we sing with, we'd bring a guitar, and but that's been closed down since COVID, so I was reaching out this year, but they haven't got back with me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they won't. Yeah, it's too crazy there.
I don't think they're going to get it.
What about from a Christian perspective, a theological perspective, biblical perspective, Mark? What kind of jumps out to you in terms of Christmas for you personally?
Well, I tell you, I was thinking about that this season, and it's so amazing that God come in the flesh, because Jesus is God in the flesh. Come as a little baby, knowing that he's going to die on a cross for us, for each one of us, that we might be saved. I tell you, that right there strikes every chord inside of me. So,
yeah.
And when I think of that he came as a babe, but he came to die. So it's that. I was trying to think of the song. There was a song that always hits me at Christmas time. We are the reason. That's the song. I love that song.
How about that? We are the reason. Now that's a profound thought.
We are the reason that he gave his life, but we're the reason that he suffered and died. So,
how's that? Do you know how that song goes, Mark?
Yeah.
All right.
I actually did.
You're on, bro. Sing.
Okay, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
We are the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give. To show us reason to live.
Oh, man.
So piece of it.
Yeah, that's beautiful, bro. I appreciate that. God bless you, Mark. I love you, man. Merry Christmas.
You too, man. I love you too, man. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. That was great. He was on Facebook Live. Mark and I have been friends for years. And I'm like, well, call in then. And he did. And then I, you know, he's got a beautiful voice. So that's so cool. Think about that for a second. That's mind-boggling. You know, the reason for the season, the reason for the season. Or then we're thinking Jesus, 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 right? And actually, from that perspective, the reason for the season is you. It's me. That's why the incarnation had to happen. By the way, if you want to read something that will absolutely blow you away, probably besides the Bible, it very well could end up being the oldest book you've ever read. Okay, it's only about, I'm looking at it. I'm going to put the link up on Facebook Live. It's only about, how long is it? It's like 30 pages, maybe 40 pages. It's 40 pages, okay? It's 40 pages. It's called On the Incarnation. The incarnation being God taking on flesh. The God-man, Jesus Christ, okay? That's the incarnation. On the Incarnation by St. Athanasius, okay? St. Athanasius wrote On the Incarnation. And he wrote it a few years ago. Does anybody know what year St. Ignatius wrote this? And I'll share a little excerpt from it when we come back in the final segment. But what do you just think about it? What year do you think St. Ignatius wrote On the Incarnation? Like what's up with that? Is it a fairly recent book? Was it written, you know, back during the early days of American history? Was it written, you know, maybe pre-World War I? What do you think? When do you think St. Athanasius wrote On the Incarnation? And it's a mind-boggling thing to contemplate. And perhaps that's what it is for you. But would love to hear from you today. 866-348-7884. Rachel's on hold in North Carolina. Rachel, I'm going to get to you right after the break because I'm going to hit the break here in about 20 seconds. And I want to give you enough time to fully answer and share what's on your heart today. What does Christmas mean to you? What's most special to you about Christmas from a Christian or theological perspective? And then what's most special to you about Christmas from an experiential perspective? As you go through the week, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the Christmas carols, the midnight service, as one caller said earlier, is it time with family? Is it gift giving? What is it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Oh, angels said from above, you know you make my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to me.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. Live today, obviously, my good friend Stu Epperson Jr. of the Truth Radio Network sitting in tomorrow. Thursday is a special Theology Thursday, a Christmas edition that we recorded earlier today with Dr. Sam Horn from BJU Seminary. It's awesome. It's so good. It was just in Luke 1, and it's called The Forgotten Christmas Son, talking about John the Baptist. Four names, four promises for Christmas 2021. So if you're not having a great time right now in your life and facing some challenges, this will be a great reminder, exhortation, encouragement for you. And if things are going well for you, you're still going to be blessed because God's word never comes back void. So this Thursday, Theology Thursday, best of shows on Friday and Monday. God willing, I'll be back next Tuesday. 866-348-7884 is the number. Sharing today, what's so special to you about Christmas from a Christian or theological perspective, and then just from an experiential perspective as we go through the week. What is it that you do during the Christmas season that really is meaningful to you? 866-348-7884. Let's go to Rachel calling in North Carolina. Rachel, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you also, Mr.
Thank you.
Noble. You're welcome. I would like to say that it really amazes me. Everybody's talking pretty much on the same level with the spiritual end, and that, to me, when God decided to send a Savior through his Son, that at that point, and even before that point, he knew that it was for such a time as this. I would be having this conversation.
Yeah.
That really, really blows me away.
Oh, man.
It just, because it was all in the plan.
Yeah.
And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for that and for everything that that means. And, you know, experientially, what I think all of us know and all of us appreciate, but we're not saying it, is that he groomed people, and he knew it at that point, people such as you and all the others that have these types of shows that give the opportunity. You are of Jesus, and you're allowing Jesus to work in and through you. Mm. I don't think that even you, because you're busy and all, that you understand that every single listener benefits. Mm. Even the ones that may not totally agree with you, even
yeah.
the ones that don't even know why they tune in, because God prompts them, that are not believers, everybody benefits.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking that, you know, God did all of that for such a time as this, and it gives the opportunity. I'm listening to people. You have no idea, I don't think, how this kind of show affects people. You have people that are calling in that are able to exhaust emotions. I hear the tears and the pain in the conversations. It is a relief, as you like that word, it is a relief that they can, you know, release that pressure valve.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us. I am so filled with the love that is being generated, and the compassion, and, you know, like right now, I am very busy trying to catch up for not being in position time-wise, and to be able to have you in the background while I'm working to hear the people and whatever.
Yeah.
And then those, like you had someone that expressed how they go to the restaurant and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, people don't have to get in their car and go anywhere. They can turn on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
It is just such a blessing. I wanted to call, and, you know, we should have Thanksgiving and giving of thanks every day. So
Amen.
I'm going to incorporate that with the Christmas season, which we should be so thankful anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm just personally thankful for these opportunities.
Mm.
So I wanted to say God bless you, your efforts, and, you know, all that do these types of programs and shows all year, but especially during this time when it's
yeah.
especially rough for mm-hmm. people. And then those that are not having a rough time can be filled with the joy, and it makes us more grateful when
yeah.
you hear of people that are really struggling and suffering
yep.
during
right.
such a high time as this.
Yeah.
It just has to make us more thankful. So I'm thanking God for Jesus, and
Amen.
I'm thanking God that through that he knew he had to have people such as you. And God bless you, your efforts, and I hope that you're encouraged.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm tremendously encouraged. That's remarkably kind and loving and encouraging of you. God bless you, sister.
It's
Thank you so
be
much
God,
for sharing.
It's not me.
That's right. I hear you. I'm with
right.
you. Believe me. I get it.
Okay.
All right, Rachel. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Well, that was incredible and humbling, and all glory to God, right? That's the deal. Whatever comes at us, we should just be deflectors, bounce off, deflect to the Father. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. So let's remember that. But thank you for that, Rachel. That was quite a blessing. Let's go to Loretta's calling in here in North Carolina as well. Loretta, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas to you. Go ahead.
Hi. Merry Christmas to you, Steve.
Thank you.
It's a little painful, but let me just take you back in my history with our family when everybody was here, parents and siblings. Christmas was all about love. And I tell you, from the time we were little kids, we could not open any Christmas presents until we all gathered hands together around our Christmas tree and sang Silent Night.
Mm.
And that just, you know, I mean, I'm 67 now. and I remember that, and have carried that through with my family, my kids, and grandkids. You know, teaching them about the Lord, and they've been in Christian schools and colleges, so you know they know the Lord. They're all saved and baptized, and
amen.
So which is good because this world is crazy right now.
Yep.
But what I had a shift yesterday in my life. My oldest sister departed this crazy world and went on to be with our Lord and Savior. And my heart is just in pieces, but I'm so grateful that I listened to the Holy Spirit in 2012 and called her and asked her if she knew Jesus as her personal Savior and had a relationship with her. No, she didn't. I didn't understand that. Her children were going to church, or adult children, participating in ministries, but hadn't shared the gospel with her. So I'm just so thankful that I listened, because in my mind, I'll tell you the honest to God truth, I said, no, I'll call her later. I'll call her tomorrow, you know, and then again, an urgent, pressing call now. But here it is, all these years later, she suffered really badly, even the last 8 years, with chronic end-stage renal failure. So she's on dialysis. Can you imagine?
Eight-plus
years. And, you know, it's just amazing when I say that. People just don't know what to say, but I know only God. And I thank him so much. He made us so close, me and her. I'm here in North Carolina. She was in Washington State.
Wow.
She would call me 6 or 7 times a day.
Wow.
I know I was the only one that she could pour into over here of what she was going through and what she was feeling. She couldn't even do that with her own children.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so grateful for that relationship, and that God is a God of family and restoration and love.
Yeah.
And so that's where I come from this year.
That's awesome. So, I'm so sorry for your loss, of course, Loretta, but
the
thing about this with our loved ones and friends that are believers is separation is painful and difficult, especially as fresh as it is for you, but it's short, and your reunion will be eternal.
I mean,
that just lights me up, even in the midst of your pain and your mourning, and we should mourn with those who mourn, but we know this separation is short and our reunion is eternal. And one day this pain will be not even hardly a blip on the radar screen. And we have the Lord to thank for that.
Yes. And I'm so grateful for that. That's what brings me comfort, knowing that we'll be together again. And I love it.
That's right. What's her name, Loretta?
Lord God. Evelyn.
Loretta and Evelyn. That's a beautiful story. Evelyn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Loretta, for calling in and sharing that. God bless you.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Merry Christmas. God
Merry
bless
Christmas.
You, too, Steve.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. And there you go, to Rachel's point. I don't really have much I can say to that. But just remember, Loretta, a short and painful separation, an eternal and glorious and fun-filled, laughter-filled, joy-filled, conversation-filled, awe, worship-filled reunion. Forever and ever and ever in paradise. Heaven comes to earth. Mind-boggling. And if that doesn't put a Merry Christmas on your radar screen, I don't know what to say. But thank you, everybody, for sharing. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Stu Epperson in tomorrow. Special Theology Thursday Christmas edition on Thursday. God willing, I'll be back next Tuesday. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.